I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
Good morning. In March, our economy created 431,000 jobs. We also learned that in January and February, our economy created 100,000 more jobs than had we previously thought. That means that over the last 3 months, the economy has created more than a half million, more than 500,000 jobs a month. Over the course of my presidency, our recovery has now created 7.9 million jobs. More jobs created over the first 14 months of any presidency in any term ever. And that's striking. But what's even more striking is this. In March, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, down from 6.4% when I took office about 15 months ago. The fastest decline in unemployment to start a president's term ever recorded. In fact, there have been only 3 months in the last 50 years where the unemployment rate of America is lower than it is now. And that means what it means is clear, what is very clear. America is back to work. And that's good news for millions of families who have a little more breathing room and the dignity that comes from earning a paycheck, just the dignity of having a job. And more Americans get jobs as they do. It's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move. You know, the American people, I think they're beginning to understand that this American Rescue Plan, and there's no reason why they should know the names of all these pieces of legislation that got passed, but the American Rescue Plan, with it, we were able to get Americans vaccinated, schools opened, and businesses humming. A leading financial firm, Moody's, estimated that because of the rescue plan, 4 million more American jobs were created, and unemployment is 2% lower than it would have been had we failed to move that legislation. Thanks to our infrastructure law, we have more than 4,000 projects getting started this year, 4,000 in every single state in America, total of 4,000, and all 50 states rebuilding America. Our policies are working, and we're getting results for the American people, which is what it's all about, to state the obvious. Record job creation, record unemployment declines, record wage gains. And by the way, jobs and unemployment are not just another statistic. They go directly to the core of what the economy represents, the ability for hardworking Americans to live with dignity, support their families, and build a better life for their children. People are making more money. They're finding better jobs. And after decades of being mistreated and paid too little, more and more American workers have real power now to get better wages and to do what's best for themselves and their families. So when you hear these numbers, they're not statistics. It's a statement of the type of economy we're fighting for. An economy, as I've been saying from the beginning, built from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. When we do it that way, everybody does well. Everybody wins. Even though we created a record number of jobs, I know, that this job is not finished. We need to do more to get prices under control. Putin's invasion of Ukraine has driven up gas prices and food prices all over the world. To help deal with that, yesterday I authorized the release of 1 million barrels per day for the next 6 months from our Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Acknowledged, this by far is the largest release of our national reserves in our history. It is a wartime bridge, is the way I look at it, to increase our oil supply as we work with our oil, U.S. oil producers, to ramp up their production to get us through this period. I've coordinated this release with partners and allies around the world. This morning, over 30 countries from across the world convened in an extraordinary meeting and agreed to the release of tens of millions of additional barrels of oil onto the market. I've also made it a priority to get America's fiscal house in order. Under my predecessor, the federal budget deficit went up every single year, every year. As I committed when I was running this and I got here, we're going to turn that around. In fact, last year, in 2021, we cut the federal deficit by more than $350 billion. And this year, in 2022, we're on track to cut the deficit by more than $1.3 trillion. $1.3 trillion. That would be the largest one-year reduction in a deficit in U.S. history. And it's particularly important now as we work to reduce pressures on inflation. That's what happens when you reduce the deficit. So here are the facts. It was the previous administration whose reckless policies and mismanagement led to the record budget deficits. In my administration, that's getting the deficit under control. In fact, I just released my budget this week, and it shows going forward, we can cut the deficit by another $1 trillion over the next decade, while still making prudent investments in economic growth and climate and other equitable economic decisions. But to do that, we have to be willing to do something previous administrations and Republicans today refuse to do. We need to make sure corporations and the super wealthy begin to pay their fair share. Here's one example. Right now, billionaires, and there's not a whole lot of them in the country, maybe I won't give a number because I don't know for sure, they average less than 1%. But my point is billionaires pay an average rate of only 8% on their total income. A family led by a firefighter and a teacher can pay double that income tax rate, double what a billionaire pays, double the 8%. So my budget has a billionaire minimum tax, a 20% minimum tax that applies only to the top 1/100 of 1% of American households. Billionaire minimum tax is fair. And here's the deal. It raises $360 billion that can be used to lower costs for families and cut the deficit. I'm a capitalist. I have no problem with people making as much money as they are capable of making. But I'm asking you, one simple question, just pay your fair share. Pay your fair share, that's all. That's it. Just your fair share.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.